It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Jeff and Joe of Avenue 65. Thank you both for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, anytime. So I want to ask you about your brand new song in just a few moments, but I'm curious, Avenue 65, where did the name for the band and the group, where did the Avenue 65 name originate?
Well, it's a little bit about sort of our history, I guess. I'm originally from Australia, Jeff's from Saskatchewan, and we met a long time ago, moved to Edmonton, and we lived in a little apartment in South Edmonton, but then we mm-hmm. bought our first house, and it was this tiny little wartime house, 800 square feet on 65th Avenue in Edmonton. So it was the smallest little, old little house, but we loved it like it was a castle. So we're paying tribute to that little home, which was the first place we ever lived and together. So
that's super cool. I absolutely love it. And the new song, Old Money, I've been listening to this one. It is a great song. Tell us a little bit about the story behind this one and kind of how the new song came to be written. How did that one come to be?
Well, I'll let Jeff talk in a minute, I promise. But this song is actually written by Doug Falkins, Anthony Fidler, and Patrick James Clark, some great writers.
Yeah.
First time we heard it, we knew. Actually, they actually phoned us and they said, we wrote an Avenue 65 song today. And when I heard it, I thought, you know what, it's perfect for us. It hits exactly to what we're trying to get across, sort of upbeat, fun, small town lyric,
mm-hmm.
which is really big for us in our theme. And I just loved, we knew when we heard it, we were going to produce it in a certain way. And I just think it's really hooky. There's so many different hooks in it that catch your ear and you can't stop singing over and over again.
Yeah.
So loved it. This is one of those songs where we didn't have to think twice. We just heard it and said, yep, we want to record that one for sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, and for me, it really connected well with the farming community that I grew up in and just generations of families together and passing on family farms. And, that comes with old money, I guess, as well, right? It's
mm-hmm.
people settled here, two or three generations ago and just keep on working together as a family and a community. And I just really connected well with me.
Oh, that's awesome. I love hearing kind of how songs come to be. And it's, again, a great, great song. Again, joined right now by Jeff and Joe of Avenue 65. Now, what's kind of this year looking like for the both of you? You're planning to be busy playing some live shows this summer. What's kind of 2023 looking like for you?
Yeah, we're definitely getting busier with live shows. We know we have some, a big Alzheimer's fundraiser coming up here in the summer. And we have other music we're working on. So we have another one that's already been recorded in this project that will eventually be a full kind of EP. And then we have two that we're working on right now, which are really awesome.
That's
so
cool.
Busy with music and, yeah, hopefully lots of live shows for sure.
Yeah, and have you played your new song for the first? Have you played the new song "Old Money" live to a live audience? And if you have, kind of what is that experience like for you? And how's it like playing a brand new song for the first time for a live audience?
Yeah, we have. It's a couple of times now at a few venues, and it's really funny because sometimes we don't even tell people, this is a new song to us. We just look at each other and we're like, yeah, let's do this song. We'll sing Old Money. And it's interesting to see the crowd react because a lot of people will say something like, oh, I know that song. I've heard that before, which is funny because they wouldn't have at the time we sang it. But that's a really good connector.
Yeah,
right?
It feels familiar to me.
Right,
them.
Yeah.
Cool.
So lots of good toe tapping and people up dancing to it. So, yeah, we've had a very good response.
Love it. I do one more question before you let you go. I've always wanted to visit Australia. It's always been on the bucket list of mine. I want to visit Australia and I want to visit New Zealand as well. Those are two of my places I want to visit. But I'm curious about country music in Australia because I'm a big fan of some of the artists. I've actually called Australia to speak with country artists before. Maybe talk a little bit about the country music strength in Australia, because I know it's doing really well.
It's doing amazing. I would say, you know, going back a few years, we sort of the industry in Australia sort of held tight to that really old, sort of more old school, traditional, what we call kind of almost like bush. It would almost be like Americana here or Canadian.
Yeah.
If thing, right? And
yeah.
Now it's really gotten into the pop. I think Keith Urban had a big, you know, a lot to do with that. You know, Australia is very
for
proud
sure.
of Keith and everything that he's accomplished.
Yeah.
But I think it started in like the early 90s when Garth Brooks bring his huge concert to Australia. So I'll tell you a funny story that my dad was in a band and played it with a musician his whole life, and he played in a rock band pretty much.
Yeah.
And they covered like Beatles and classic rock and then all new rock. But then when Garth Brooks came to the country and he exploded, everyone started being a country band.
Wow.
So they started playing country, like 90s country. So I think it's
yeah.
been like since then. And you'll see like, you'll still see those throwback artists in Australia, some very like traditional sounding artists, but you'll hear a lot of those real contemporary, you know, upbeat sort of different songs now as well. So it's alive and well in Australia for sure. The country music festivals there are so much fun.
Yeah. Have you gone to Tamworth? I mean, I'm assuming you have.
Not for a very long time, but
okay.
I'd like go there again.
Okay, no, I was just curious because I know Tamworth Country Music Fest is a massive music festival, and I have friends who've actually gone to Australia and played in the festival. So I was just curious because it seems like it's doing really good over there in the music scene.
It really is, yeah. It's definitely one of the main, you know, genres, and you know, maybe I'm a little biased because most of my family will listen to that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in the real farming town, small town in North Queensland. So
yeah, Queensland
yeah.
is a lot like Saskatchewan in
yeah.
that sense.
Is it?
Very,
a lot of
farming activity and very connected to that traditional country sound as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's cool.
Australian country. I try to keep in touch, sort of up to date with all the artists there, but there's so many good ones.
No, it's doing really well, and I'm a big fan. I listen to a lot of the music that is being produced and recorded in Australia. There's a lot of talent over there. I mean, I've spoken with Tori Dark, Christy Lamb. It's been a few years, but I'm just a big fan of the music that is coming out from that part of the world, and that's super cool. I really appreciate you both taking some time to chat today. Absolutely love the sound of the new tune, and can't wait to hear what is on the way from you both, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Matt, you're awesome. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
It's really, really great. We appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you so much.